Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Seth Eastman was a soldier and an artist who built his military and artistic careers in Minnesota, first in the 1830s when he was stationed at Fort Snelling, and again in the 1840s when he returned as the fort's commandant. Eastman painted hundreds of works while in Minnesota, mostly small watercolors depicting the local Dakota and Ojibwe tribes going about their daily lives, cooking, fishing, taking care of their children. Art curator Brian Zott says Eastman's unvarnished and unromanticized depictions of American Indian life is his greatest contribution to history.
He saw himself really as an ethnographer, and because of his accuracy and attention to detail, we can learn Native American practices and cultural artifacts related to their way of life in the 1840s.
Zott says Eastman, who was white, is viewed with some ambivalence by today's American Indians. After all, as a soldier, Eastman represented the state and the expansion of white settlers.
He wears two hats. The Native American community recognizes his role in both his contribution to recording American way of life and his contribution to changing Native American way of life.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.